Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, two different organizations, one new and one that's been around, that care deeply about the challenges facing the unhoused. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. For starters, there's a new ministry launching in the Chippewa Valley called Neighbors. If you've been a listener to WWIB for any length of time, you're likely very familiar with the name Paul Anthony. Paul's a longtime host and production director here on WWIB. Heard him in the afternoons and on many of our commercials. Well, his oldest of his three kids, he and his wife, Laura Lee, is Liz. Their daughter, Liz Greenlee, and her husband are teaming up on this terrific, exciting new venture. I spoke with Liz this week. Liz has been a part of the Whirlybird Coffee Co. in Chippewa Falls, but we've got a new venture we're talking with her about today. Liz, welcome.
Thanks, Mark. It's nice to be here with the Whip family. Love you guys.
For sure. So I saw a message on the Whirlybird Facebook page that is how I learned about this back just a short time ago, where you announced this idea of Neighbors Coffee plus Outreach. Tell me what's going on. Tell us what's going on.
Yeah, so this all really started a few years back, kind of alongside the beginning of Whirlybird, actually. And it kind of started with me just falling in love with the unhoused community. And I kind of just grew and grew to know them more and know their needs, and actually started serving supplies and food and whatever really they needed out of the back of my car. And from there, it's just continued to grow. And God has just really broken my heart and others' hearts for this need. And all of a sudden, he's just bringing all these beautiful, crazy things together. And we have a big old trailer that we will be serving coffee and outreach out of. So by day, Neighbors will be a coffee trailer that will sustain the street outreach and ministry we do out of that same trailer at night.
So talk about the process in which you feel like the Holy Spirit was guiding you in. Was this in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire, both in terms of your getting involved and meeting and serving the unhoused?
Yeah, absolutely. So primarily, we're out of Eau Claire. That's where the largest community gathers. And it started just feeling really like a strong desire to serve food to people who were hungry and had food insecurity. And I literally just Googled, like, where can I volunteer to serve food? And I found the shelter down there, Sojourner House, and signed up for every volunteer slot I could. And from there, just really connected with people. And the Lord just really placed it on my heart as something that he had for my life, and to go out and to just love people like he does. And it just grew and grew and grew to the point where I was going almost every single day, if not 7 days a week, and just getting to know people and their stories and their needs and finding ways to meet them the best that I could. But truly just getting to show them that they are loved and children of God and cared for and considered, because that's the truth. And it's unfortunately a truth that they don't often know without being told or shown. So it's such a blessing to get to do that in really small ways. And we're excited to do it on a bigger level.
Talking to Liz Greenlee about the new Neighbors ministry. She's starting Coffee Plus Outreach, and you can learn more about it at neighborsoutreach.com. That's neighborsoutreach.com. It seems like, I could be wrong, but it seems like a lot of people, including Christians, can be scared off or judgmental when it comes to the unhoused. How has God worked you through that process?
I kind of just love people in general pretty easily. So I think that that's been a gift from the Lord, just to have a heart for people to begin with. But it's understandable for people to be uncomfortable with things that they aren't familiar with. And I think that it's also really hard to face situations where you don't always know if you can actually help, right? And sometimes you don't have to help, and that's okay, and you have to allow yourself to be okay with that. But you can be used by God if you seek the Holy Spirit and ask him how he can use you. Sometimes we don't get to know how he uses it, but showing up and just trying to be a good reflection of Christ and his love for others can be impactful in ways that you don't even know or don't get to know about, and you just have to trust that he can use that. But yeah, it can be uncomfortable. It's not for everyone, and we're very clear about that, but there are ways that we can be either interceding in prayer together for our unhoused neighbors, and or you can be right at boots on the ground with us, like handing out blankets and meals and love and prayer. There's something for everyone as far as serving each other and loving each other well.
So it's neighbors, you say you and your husband, it's Raymond, right?
Yes, Raymond.
That will be launching this. And here's what you said in the Facebook post, that Neighbors is a coffee trailer that'll serve our community by day to support and sustain street outreach by night. So how do you see this working?
Yeah, so we're going to wake up early in the morning and make coffee for everybody, which is our heart here at Whirlybird, and something we're excited to get to continue doing. And we'll park at different places. We've got businesses reaching out already, so thank you to the community already supporting that. We'll set up and serve coffee and other drinks out of the trailer. And then we're setting the trailer up in such a way that it will be relatively prepared with just a little bit of packing up and organizing before we go and head down to the shelter area at night to distribute supplies and meals and coffee to those friends down there. And then what we do is we go and meet people where they're at. So we start at the shelter, and then we go out from there to the parking ramps and parks and different areas that people stay outside so that they can be taken care of wherever they're at.
Now, talking to Liz Greenlee, and you've been working with your family, with the Whirlybird Coffee Co. at off of County Highway I there in Chippewa Falls. And so now will you devote yourself exclusively to Neighbors, or?
Yeah, well, it'll be a healthy, happy transition is our prayer and our goal. But we will we'll stay on with Whirlybird as long as they need us. But they've been extremely supportive. The new owners that are coming in April, Brittany is a fantastic, beautiful person who is fully behind us and excited to help steward us into this new season. So we will stay on to help with any transitional stuff that Whirlybird needs, and then yes, eventually we'll go full time into the Neighbors outreach.
All right, so here's my toughest question so far, and this is what I've heard people say, and that is, well, by just giving them all this free stuff, I mean, you're just propelling the unhoused to, you know, just continue on in the difficult situation they find themselves. What do you say back to that?
Yeah, I hear that a lot. Like, isn't it just enabling? And that's a really good call. And I believe that we have to use discernment. And what's neat about the way we operate and try to serve our neighbors is that we know them on a personal level. We know their situations, and we're able to use that relationship and the trust that we've built to speak and work with each individual as just that, an individual with individual needs. So we've helped people to find recovery paths or connect them with resources that do not just continue to enable their situation, if that's right for them. But there's people out there that really are truly trying and don't have a choice. And we just want to help them make it through the night at this point. And they're trying. So if we can just help them continue to try, we're just trying to love them, because what we're called to do in Scripture and by Jesus and by his example is to love our neighbors and to help those who need help. No questions asked. Love your neighbors, period.
Hmm. In fact, that is Liz Greenlee from the new outreach. It's called Neighbors. You can learn more at neighborsoutreach.com. In fact, if you go there, you'll see who we are. And it says in bold letters, Neighbors exists to love and serve our community by building relationships, meeting practical needs, and sharing the hope of Christ with our unhoused neighbors. You read a little bit more, and then at the end, it says something you just communicated here. Love your neighbors, period. And that was helpful even reading that, because as I read that setting up for this interview, that idea is, that's what it says, and we have this tendency, even in the church, to kind of complicate that, don't we?
Absolutely. And when you read Scripture, you see Jesus constantly moving toward people who are overlooked or in need, or even living in ways that we wouldn't agree with, right? And that's really shaped how we approach this, because we're just trying to love through his example of how to love people. And we believe that by doing that, God can work in their hearts and that they can know that they are created and worthy of love and consideration and care. And he can use that to do the things that we can't always do or get to see that can happen.
Uh-huh. Well, terrific. In closing, Liz Greenlee, people can certainly go to neighborsoutreach.com. That's all one word, neighborsoutreach.com. But how else could you, besides prayer support, and ultimately financial support as you get your as you pursue this 501c3 status, how can people support what you're doing?
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate prayer at all times. I think that is the most important and helpful thing anybody can do for us. So thank you already for joining us in that. There's a giving and a volunteer page on our website. We're not quite ready to organize volunteers, but we're already receiving some really awesome people that are reaching out saying, how can I help? And we have some really cool ideas that God is placing on our hearts for this summer that we'll definitely need more hands on deck for. So if you want to just check out the website and pray about it, and if you feel inclined, please sign up to be a part of this. In any capacity, and we'd love to talk through what that looks like for you. But I also just ask for help as far as showing love from more people than just me and Raymond and the team that we have. Just show kindness, and even a smile or conversation, a greeting can make somebody feel worthy of that moment of your time, and it can make a really big impact. So join us in that, in loving your neighbors that way. That'd be awesome.
There we go. Liz Greenlee with the new Neighbors Outreach. Learn more at neighborsoutreach.com. That's neighbors, plural, neighborsoutreach.com. Liz, thanks so much.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate you, and have a great day.
Liz Greenlee regarding neighbors. Learn more at neighborsoutreach.com, neighborsoutreach.com. Exciting new ministry. Also, in that same regard, I spoke this week with Simone Thomas. She is the executive director of Family Promise of the Chippewa Valley. And while you may be familiar with the work that they've done over many years with the Beacon House, and likely you've heard about their Hike for the Homeless, the 23rd annual of which is coming up August 18th at River Prairie Park in Altoona from 5 to 8 in the evening, Simone and her team are also planning a different event much sooner than that, coming up at the end of April at the VFW on Star Avenue in Eau Claire. I spoke with her about it just the other day.
Now we are looking at launching our community dinner and stories, sharing our impact and sharing our story. An opportunity for the community to come together and really get firsthand bird's eye view on what is it that we've been doing over these years, what are we doing now, and what is the idea going forward. So throughout the years, we've been working with families experiencing homelessness and working with them through different programs to help them secure housing here in the Chippewa Valley. That is not changing. That's not going anywhere. But we are so quiet about all of the pieces that we do. And it is time that the community learns a little bit more. Now, throughout the years, we've had our emergency shelter. And then we added our transition house over time. And along the way, we've been operating quietly with a stabilization program. Now, as of 2025, that program is now in full form and earmarked to be serving at least 25 families per year after securing housing. Again, in 2025, we launched our shelter diversion program that allowed us to serve an additional 20 families. Now, when you put those four programs together, the impact is significant, allowing us in any given year to be able to serve up to 100 families that are in need of housing. When you look at the reality that in Eau Claire School District alone, there's over 300 children that are homeless. Our shelter is small. Our capacity is still quite small, but the number of need continues to grow. So we're looking at opportunities to maximize, but we cannot do any of this alone. So we need all members of the community to be aware of the impact that this shelter is having in the community, and of course, how they as a community show up and support us in continuing to do this work.
Hmm. And so what can people anticipate then for your event coming up April 30th at the VFW on Star Avenue? What's it going to entail?
You will be learning a little bit of statistics. Just, it's always fun to know where the numbers are falling into place, but really learning about the impact on the families that have been supported through the years and the families that are here now and what it is meaning for them to have this kind of community support to get them. Some of the folks that have really put this space together and seeing the legacy that continues to live on and what we need to do to make it better.
And so is there a cost for this? Do people need to register? Do they just show up or what?
Yes, registration opens April 1st. And, you know, we will ask for a modest donation for the dinner that will be served. It is dinner and stories, opportunities to converse and talk with others around you.
So mm-hmm. The main theme of this doesn't sit, while your event in August is mm-hmm. It's a fundraiser. Mm-hmm. This sounds like more like to try to raise awareness.
It is definitely an awareness opportunity. As a homeless shelter, we always ask for donations because it is necessary to go to really keep us going. However, it is all about awareness and letting the community know the impact that we're having and the need that continues to grow.
All right, so where could or where should people register?
They'll be able to register online on our website at www.familypromisec, as in Charlie, V as in Victor, CV.org. And or on our website, on our Facebook page, we will have a link there as well. Persons can also call the shelter.
All right, terrific. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Simone Thomas, Executive Director of Family Promise of the Chippewa Valley, on their upcoming community dinner and stories coming up 5:30 the evening at the VFW on Star Avenue on April 30th with the program from 6 until 7. Learn more in coming days at familypromisecv.org. That's familypromisecv.org. And don't forget their 23rd annual hike for the homeless coming up August 18th at River Prairie Park in Altoona from 5 to 8 in the evening. And in our earlier conversation, our initial focus, talking with Liz Greenlee about neighbors. Learn more about that. Outreach to the unhoused at neighborsoutreach.com. That's neighbors, plural, neighborsoutreach.com. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio.